The human being is in danger. Everything that defines it as a species is at risk of being lost shortly and forever. In this interview, Elon Musk explains the interface in the cerebral neocortex connected to artificial intelligence. The official cover is Neuralink, and apparently he wants us to see it as voluntary. Yet he acknowledges there are two limitations to overcome in the introduction of such an interface. Input and output limitations.
The fundamental limitation is input-output, so...
He also recognizes the input limitation is solved by injection, because it can go through the veins and arteries with direct access to neurons.
I mean, there are a few ways to approach this, but some sort of interface directly with your cortical neurons particularly.
But doesn't that imply surgical insertion?
Not necessarily. You could go through the veins and arteries because that provides a complete roadway to all of your neurons.
Regarding the output limitation, the problem that arises is that the interface is expelled by the human body at regular intervals. You already know how they have also solved the output limitation. La Quinta Columna and other independent research groups in other parts of the world discovered what that interface is and why they disclaim it. It's absolutely necessary that you become aware of it. Forced transhumanism advances without you realizing it. They're applying it to you. Without your consent. Without your permission. With serious harm. You're experiencing it now. Spain has registered so far this year an excess of deaths, an excess of deaths, an excess of deaths. Wake up. Humanity is in danger.
Please. Knowledge saves us. Our enemies play with our ignorance to do us all the harm they're doing to us. Take a microscope and look at one of those, and you'll have it all clear. The moment that you'll see what's there, it's over. You'll be able to understand everything that's going on. Everything. Even what has happened in 2020. You don't have to rely on anything else. Even if you don't know anything more than that, that's enough, because you'll have already realized what is happening. Transhumanism, the destruction of humanity.
We all watched Damar Hamlin collapse suddenly on the field like we've seen with literally hundreds and hundreds of athletes since the vaccination came out. And every single news article is a damage control / attempted hit piece on all the so-called anti-vaccine conspiracy theorists. But out of all those dozens and dozens and dozens of articles that are saying this had nothing to do with the jab over and over and over again, nowhere will it say if Damar Hamlin was actually jabbed or not. Gee, I wonder why.
Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills collapsed on the field after this hit. The hit doesn't actually look to be that bad. It doesn't look like a huge helmet-to-helmet collision or anything. Within minutes of this injury occurring and the game being suspended, there were hundreds of videos that have hit YouTube already, including this guy right here who's a doctor with 600,000 subs, who somehow had time to get dressed up and make a YouTube video about an injury that happened literally minutes before he posted it. So this doctor makes a diagnosis for why this player collapsed on the field, and he saw the whole thing happen on TV, and he's giving a diagnosis saying he doesn't think it has anything to do with a vaccine.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dr. Brian Suter, and on this channel, I try to teach you about the sports medicine world and give you some insight into what we see on the field. What we saw happen tonight is not related to any sort of vaccines. This is almost certainly something called commotio cordis.
What in the hell did he just say?
What we saw happen tonight is not related to any sort of vaccines.
So this YouTube doctor makes a video within minutes of this injury happening, saying that this injury is not due to a vaccine, and somehow he's able to make this diagnosis from his couch while watching it on TV.
I mean, it wasn't just for, you know, myocarditis or strokes or so on. Well, what we're seeing is also that people are starting to talk about the cancers which are appearing. Doctors are seeing them, and also the number of cases of cancer, which, you know, are much advanced when they're first recognized, and also they have distant spread. It's quite remarkable. Charles, are you seeing something like this in your practice?
In my practice now, it's approximately two-thirds of all cancer diagnoses since the vax rollout are stage four. And so, you know, pathologists around the world have noticed this, that unfortunately now the people who had previous cancers which were in remission are flaring up since their shots because of the damage to their immune system by the COVID shots. But new cancers being diagnosed, the tumors are bigger than ever. They seem to grow very aggressively, spread very aggressively, and be very resistant to treatment. So this has been nicknamed turbo cancer.
So I was thinking about Disney. Thinking a lot about Disney. You ever think about the symbol of Disney World? What is that? What's that thing over the castle? What the hell is that? And I asked friends, what is that thing over Disney World? So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, what is that? I'll tell you what that is. It's a dome. I was like, is it just that? No. Disney World is under a dome. And right now you got, just trust me, right? Trust me for a little bit. Trust me for a little bit. Because right now you're thinking, oh, Big Bear, that's simply a rainbow. Or maybe it's a fairy wings. That is a dome. And why does it matter? Why does that matter? Why does all this dome imagery matter? Because Walt Disney was best friends with Wernher von Braun, the guy who started NASA, the guy who designed the Saturn rocket that allegedly went to the moon. We never went to the moon. Oh, that's just one picture? No. Walt Disney and Wernher von Braun were literally best friends. They worked together all the time. Why is that important? Oh, Wernher von Braun was a scientist who built the Saturn rocket that got us to the moon. On his tombstone, Wernher von Braun has one thing, Psalm 19:1. Well, what does that mean, Big Bear? I'll tell you. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The firmament is a dome. That's interesting. How do people not find this interesting? The Disney symbol is the world under a dome. And on his tombstone is one biblical passage, just one. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Firmament is a dome.
When you choose surrender instead of sin, this makes the Holy Spirit happy. When you choose to be spiritual instead of selfish, this makes the Holy Spirit happy. When you choose to put down the phone to make time for prayer. When you choose Bible reading instead of social media scrolling. When you choose forgiveness instead of bitterness. When you choose faith instead of fear, this makes the Holy Spirit happy. We all know that we can grieve the Holy Spirit by our disobedience. But remember, we can also bring him joy by our obedience.
Years back, I was in a typical charismatic house premier. I found myself next to a young man who was actually from a Catholic background. And I was just talking to him. I said, are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? And he said, yes, but I don't speak in tongues. I didn't discuss this with him. I just said, did you ever go to a fortune teller? Oh, he said, yes, once when I was a boy about 15. But I just did it as a joke. I didn't believe it. But I said, you did go. He said, yes. I said, would you be willing to acknowledge to God that that was a sin and ask him to forgive you and release you from its consequences? He said, okay. So I led him in a little simple prayer. Lord, I confess that I went to a fortune teller. I should not have done it. I realized it was a sin. I ask you to forgive me and release me from its consequences in Jesus' name. Then I put my hand on him and prayed for him, and he spoke fluently in tongues.
With all the death and sickness hospitals see, it's no wonder many people claim that they're heavily haunted. Healthcare workers often comment on our videos saying that they've seen some really eerie things in the hospitals they work in. This next clip seems to back up these claims. Reddit user BoredGuyOnline wants to keep the location of this hospital private for the sake of keeping his job. He says the security guard he works with often spots strange things while doing his rounds at night time. The guard would see mysterious things so often he thought he was losing his mind. That's when he dared his fellow workmate to take a walk around at night time and film what he sees. The OP did end up walking around the hospital at night time while filming. While he thought it was unnerving, nothing particularly strange seemed to happen, or so he thought. Upon reviewing the footage, one segment stood out. Take a look. Watching that again slowed down at the end of one of the hallways, a dark figure peeks out from around the corner. The Redditor claims that this part of the hospital isn't in use. It's late at night and no one else is around. So what's to be made of this eerie sighting? After seeing the footage, a lot of Reddit users shared their own experiences in other hospitals. A lot of comments described very similar sightings, shadowy, almost transparent figures lurking out the corner of their eyes. Sometimes called shadow people, this bizarre phenomenon has been reported all around the world. Often people who suffer from sleep paralysis or insomnia report encounters with dark beings that stare at them from the corner of the room. Time and time again, witnesses will describe almost the exact same experience. So is this sighting a genuine shadow person, or is there another way to explain what's happening here? Unless more info comes to hand, it's likely we'll never know for certain what was lurking down this hospital's hallway.
AC/DC is one of the most famous popular rock bands that's ever been. We all know AC/DC, right? They had an original lead singer who passed away named Bon Scott, seen here. AC/DC has songs called Highway to Hell, I'm on a Highway to Hell. They're just joking around, right? Hell's not real. If people have an opinion about something, that doesn't make reality. Heaven and hell are real, and AC/DC says they're on a highway to hell. They also say hell's bells, and they also say hell ain't a bad place to be. This is utter deception. Hell is some place I don't wish my worst enemy to go to. God will take care of things. His ways are just and true. AC/DC, the rock band, they seem to think that hell ain't a bad place to be, but it's the worst place to be. Eternity is real. Heaven and hell are real. Jesus Christ, our Lord God and Savior, and Satan the Antichrist are real. Here's Bon Scott posing with his hand hidden in his jacket the way a Freemason would do. God bless you, everyone.
I'm good.
I do.
What do you got going on?
I have scoliosis and sciatic arthritis from pulling four tendons from dancing. I have a lot of tendon and muscle damage in my body from dancing, pole dancing.
So scoliosis makes your hips and spine all like...
God, it hurts. All the tendons here, like my legs have been doing the shit out of me no matter how much I'm stressed.
I was just curious. I had my last
body to heal, back to heal, spine to heal, scoliosis, go.
Look at him.
So your spine makes your feet amazing, right? That's because your head. Check this out, it's going to be amazing. Right now, in Jesus' name, I command the spine right now be healed. Go back in place. Scoliosis, go. Even up in Jesus' name. Feel that?
Great, come on.
Yeah, that's Jesus. He's healing you. All right, your legs are even now. So, God, I thank you for the nerve damage being healed. I thank you for the back, the spine, everything. Align up now. All pain, go. Now, check your body out. Like, get up, check it out. How you doing?
They're a little shaky here.
Okay, any pain?
Nah, it's going away moments. It's getting there. You got a good energy flow. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what can't you do right now?
It just totally popped.
In Jesus' name, all the way, every bit of pain goes. Thank you, Jesus.
This time it didn't even hurt, to crack it. Actually didn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt?
My back, my spine here.
Yeah.
Hey, how's the spine looking? Is it curving?
That
means I could go back and dance and I can't fucking pay anymore. I can dance back on the pole and get in the pole competitions.
What couldn't you do before?
She's a professional. I'm a professional dancer.
No, I'm saying, what couldn't you do before? Like, touch your toes, or...
My legs are tingling.
Scoliosis is straight, and you don't have pain. What do you think of that?
That is amazing.
How do you think that happened?
Dude,
there's people who channel energy, right?
Yeah,
I channel a person. It's Jesus through the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus says believers will lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. I used to be in the New Age. I used to do all that stuff, but nothing compares to relationship, intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, the universe is intangible. It's way out there, right? You can't really know it. But Jesus, when he died on the cross, right, sin came in and separated us from God, because God loves us. So he took all your junk on himself and said, I love you so much. I don't care what you've done. I want to take it on myself so you can have a relationship. So you can know me. I just want you to know that you really, really...
But that's fine with me,
You actually come from, a very beautiful heritage, and God wants to renew that for his kingdom. Because before, your whole ancestors, it's been beautiful, but it's been actually, under the wrong. It's been under, the darkness. And God's, taking your guys' life, and he's bringing you into the light to renew your whole heritage. Your whole heritage.
So, yeah, that family, nothing but dark.
Say this when you say, God, I surrender to you.
Everything.
I believe that you died on the cross for me.
I believe that you died on the truck. I keep wanting to say Yagasil, the tree, because it means tree, but the cross.
For my sins.
And
I believe that you rose again on the third day.
And I believe that you rose again on the third day.
I ask you to fill my heart with your Holy Spirit.
I ask that you fill my heart with your Holy Spirit. So that I hear you
and I feel you.
And that I feel you.
I surrender everything that you're
I surrender everything I am to you.
Give me grace.
Give me grace.
To walk out this new life.
To walk out this new life.
Brand new. She's a warrior for the light. She's a warrior for the light.
Hello?
Death.
Do you feel warmth, like a fire, heat?
Like, it's hard to explain. It's like the drums of the war. Whenever warriors, like Ragnas, go for like Ragnarok, the end of the days.
You know what?
Like the, let's say, adrenaline rush.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like ready for battle, ready to take on anything.
Crazy is that all that, everything that you're feeling, like all of that, it is like God is going to come into your heart and fill you 100% with the Spirit, 100% with the Spirit of God. Do you feel that right now?
Duh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Praise the Lord.
Keep feeling like little tickles is like jump bunny.
Lord told me to do this.
Oh God.
I know Jesus.
Take me to your own.